Good morning. It's 6:25 a.m. on August the 13th, 2013. 6:25, 9:13. I'm fumbling with the recorder. Yeah, 16:39 on the first half. That's not bad. I'm sick today. Well, let's do the weather report. It's drizzle. Some of you may have seen the news that we're getting a lot of rain. And there are places not very far from here that are underwater. It's a bit unusual to have a flood in a desert, but there you have it. That's too hot to walk with the jacket unzipped and too wet to walk with it open. So yeah, it's light rain when I started. It's actually let up a little bit. It's much more drizzly. But it's unpleasant. It's a little bit of a breeze. It's a little bit of a rain. It's just 62 degrees, so it's just barely warm enough to be wet rag-like. I feel like I'm breathing through a wet rag. It's very unpleasant. And, as if that weren't enough, last night, the kid did go to school yesterday, and last night I forgot to take my pills, so I got a terrible night's sleep because I didn't have my medications. And the upshot of that was that I took them when I woke up at like 4 a.m. So about an hour ago, well, 2 hours ago. Yeah, 2 hours ago. I took them, and now some of the anti-inflammatants that I take has this tendency to give me a kind of a woo kind of feeling. It works good on the inflamed muscles, but it also has a kind of a semi-drowsy side effect. It's not that I'm particularly drowsy, it's just that I need to be a little bit careful about reaction times and stuff. It's not dangerous, it's not like do not operate heavy equipment. And it's an effect that I'm actually quite used to. But on top of the lack of sleep and the rain and and icing on the cake, the van croaked yesterday afternoon, so that's in the shop today. So a lot of today is going to be tied up with taxi duty. So I'll have to take the kid to school as soon as I get back from the walk and come home. And an hour later, take the wife to work. Or more realistically, an hour and a half later. Take the wife to work and then come home. At noon, I've got Patio Media chat with Chris Moody. We're going to talk about from small press to indie. I'm not exactly sure what we're going to talk about. I've seen some of the questions come by, and they're sort of like, how do you find it? How do you find an editor? Where do you get the cover art? And the answer is, I turn over a rock, they're everywhere. And I've been doing, long-time listeners of this podcast will know that I do a lot of crowdsourcing of editing work. And rather than relying on one set of eyes, I take a kind of clinical approach, recognizing that I can't kill all the bugs. I use multiple eyes and multiple passes to identify and stomp out iteratively the bugs. And that seems to work pretty well. Nothing works perfectly. Unfortunately, that's a myth. Now, some copy editors, some line editors are better than others, and that I probably need to start working up a relationship with an editor to review my stuff. But the problem is that good editors have backlogs that are months long. So in order to get a book into an editor's queue, I have to have it finished months in advance. Now, for the books that I have already done, they're already have been done in some cases years in advance, but they haven't been in the editorial queues, so it's a problem. It's like, okay, everybody wait while we all wait for the editor to catch up. It's not worked very well. It's not worked very well for me in the past. So I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to deal with that. And I've had really a lot of luck finding cover artists on guru.com. I have several contact people in the biz, podcast community people who have a lot of experience building cover art. Oh, I made that guy wait at the stop sign. Sorry, dude. So, you know, finding people isn't the answer. Finding people you can work with is a much more difficult proposition. And I'm guessing it's trial and error. This bobble-headed feeling is exacerbated by the exertion of exercise. And on the one hand, the exercise is good because it's loosening up the muscles that tightened up overnight. It's actually helping with pain management. But as I've indicated in the past, it also leaves me feeling faintly sick, not quite nauseated, but it wouldn't take much to put it over the edge. If I'm not careful, I find myself staggering a bit. So yeah, big news out of Colorado is flood warning. I keep getting new flood warnings and flood watches for this area to my phone about every 3 to 5 hours as the rain in the high country gets concentrated in the narrow creeks, and the creeks overflow and collect in the river basins. The river basins overflow, and it gets really ugly. Drainage ditch is full. Or more precisely, is not full, which is somewhat surprising. It's also not a storm runoff. It's an irrigation diversion ditch, so what's in there is just really what's collected along the path of the ditch. There are storm runoff drains. Going by one, I'll have to take a look and see what it looks like. I almost didn't walk today. It's because I feel so crappy. Monk pole. But I have so many days in a row, I didn't want to break the chain, didn't want to get in the way. I've got book stuff to do today. Today is Friday. The promotional ad is set for Sunday, so I need to put the price changes in today. The file changes went in yesterday, so in theory we should get the file change updates in advance of the price change updates. And I've had a report that there's a problem with the Cafe Press site, which seems to indicate that items that I have for sale are not for sale, and I don't know quite how that works. It could be that what I've done is managed to mess something up by putting a product in edit mode that I didn't mean to. So I'm going to have to go look that up. So today's going to be a busy day between the extra taxi trips. Of course, with luck, we'll have the car back this afternoon, so when I go to pick her up after work, I'll take her over to the auto shop and pick up her van. I keep getting this one phone call from a political action group, a lobbying committee, that is asking me questions about the Affordable Care Act and how expensive it is for people who, or will be, for people who are forced by the government to buy into the purchasing groups. And it asks a lot of pointed questions that aren't directly related to it, but are there's a long lead-in that's aimed quite clearly, rhetorically, to trying to garner support for the removal of the law. And then it asks me three questions that are quite pointed and rather leading. I've had that call now. Jeez, I've had that call like four times in the last 2 days. It's quite irritating. Last night was a particularly irritating evening because of the number of phone calls that I got. Between the lawn care company that called me three times, and the movie survey people who wanted to know how many times a year I go to the movies. It's like one. And the fact that I'm not in their target demographic, it's like they're not really interested in people who are 60 years or older. So it's kind of like, no, sorry. Nobody here that you want to talk to. We're all old people who don't go to the movies. We have a better use for $50. I'm trying to think of the last movie I went to see in a theater, and I think it was Avengers. '70s U-Haul moving van. It's like, oh God, help us if we have to move from this house. Well, and now we're getting some wind. Gust front coming through. It's probably going to open up and rain on us hard again. With any luck, I'll be back coming into the end of the long eastern reach here. And the northern turn. Here we go. Got the wind a little more up my back, so it's not, doesn't feel quite so strong because I'm walking in the same direction. The light is interesting this morning, because it's overcast, but it's quite diffuse. It's quite dark still, but there's enough light that the places where the taller weeds have turned a lighter golden brown is sticking up out of this dark field of seed head and grass. It's quite striking. Oh, there's some trees that have turned, or almost turned. It's coming. It's not going to be here too long from now. Click, click. Somebody's got a flagpole. Oh, it looks like the city finally fixed the street light. It was after the hailstorm, there was a street light down the block here that had the light sensor smashed. And you could drive by and see the housing was broken open from the hail. It must have taken a direct hit or two. And since it was broken, it was registering dark all the time. Oh, 15, 16 minutes. 18 minutes on the back half. I'm not surprised. It's not a day for breaking records. It's barely a day for crawling. So, yeah, I made it. But it's been on for like 3 weeks. Longer than that, it's been on for a month. So I just noticed that it's off for the first time since the storm. Either the lamp burned out or the city came and fixed its sensor. At any rate, let me find the record button because I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.